Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
The Oddity News.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the latest edition of The Oddity News. I am your host, Dave Wirtz. And as always, with me today is my co-host, a man who needs no introduction, but that is J. L. Bate, also known as PC Tunney.
I'm looking
Tunney,
that good.
Tunney, how are you doing?
Am I looking that good today? I did cut my own hair today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. I'm good. How are you, Dave?
Oh, man, I'm tired. I wrestled yesterday, and this was a long day.
Not that it matters, but did you win?
No. Oh, why would I win?
I don't know.
I don't win.
Once in a while, you got to
win. I am the Wisconsin jobber. Okay.
You're the Brooklyn brawler?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I am the greatest loser in the world.
I mean,
at least in Wisconsin.
I've had a lot of experience watching your matches and know you well and know how good you are at what exactly you do. And I would agree with you. There is really no point for you to win a match unless you are involved in a long-term story, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, congrats.
All right. Well,
I'm glad you're still kicking ass though. So good for you.
As always, we here at The Oddity like to bring the news of noteworthiness to the things that are more satirical than real. Let's just be honest. All the stories we ever cover don't feel like they're an actual thing. Well, we are going to start off with a new world record holder. A Nigerian man played the mobile game Dream League Soccer 2023 to break a brand new Guinness World Record. The record-keeping organization said Oside Oluwole broke the record for playing the longest video game marathon playing a soccer game, specifically, besting the 50-hour record set by Englishman David Whitefoot in 2022, Oluwole played this game for 75 hours straight. He is the first record holder to have used Dream League Soccer to seek the title, as previous holders have opted for FIFA or Pro Evolution Soccer. Oluwole connected his phone to a TV screen for his gaming marathon, during which he was allowed a 5-minute break every hour, and he was allowed to bank his breaks for longer rest times. Wasn't an easy task, but I must say it was all fun, Oluwole told Guinness World Records. It was such a great moment. The event was very interesting, and I'm grateful to God that it was successful. A member of the Ogun State House of Assembly. I'm going to have to avoid saying any more African names, Nigerian names specifically, because I'm going to butcher all of them. Congratulated Oluwole in a news release and is looking to give him more dedicated forms of congratulament. Oh, your Lord. All right. Basically, he played a stupid soccer game for 75 hours. I should have practiced the names a little bit more. You know, I did say Nigerian man. I just figured his name would be Phil, I guess. But what game are you playing for 75 hours straight?
None. Like, would you just do 24 hours straight there, and then you get like 120 minutes? You get 2 hours of sleep then, because you can bank your breaks, right?
Yeah. Every hour, 5 minutes every hour. So I don't know how you do that. I would get so bored. I'd get so bored so fast.
I've been playing College Football 25, just came out like a week or so ago, and I probably put in a good 5-hour session yesterday, and that was plenty.
If you don't come out of this as the greatest player in that game,
he still sucks, right?
You're a failure.
That's the real story, is not that he played for that long, but that he's played for that long, and if you played him and had never played, you would beat him. He's still that bad.
Yeah, like, that to me just feels like the best thing that has to come out of this is that you have to be the ultimate man or woman or whatever in Dream League Soccer 2023.
All of it sounds like a waste of time, except but to have a story for us to tell here on The Oddity.
Yes, true.
I got a fun one for you. Headline reads, cyclist fined after kissing his wife at Tour de France. The friends and family of Julien Bernard gathered on a hillside to greet him as the Tour de France passed by his home during Friday's stage in Burgundy, giving him a welcome that authorities found a little too warm. Celebrations went too far for the International Cycling Union race commissionaries, responsible for imposing general rules during races. While normally these rules concern answering the call of nature in public or deviating dangerously from one's line, Friday's offense was more of a festive nature. With a crowd outside St. George's chanting the local boy's name, he stopped to hug and kiss his wife, Margot, who had their child, Charles, in her arms at the time. I'd been waiting for this moment since the route was announced last October, he told local newspaper La Bien Publique. This kind of moment comes once in a lifetime, and never mind if they fine me 200 Swiss francs. The fine was explained as for behavior damaging to the image of the sport. My wife organized for everyone to come and see me to that point of the race, and I wanted to show my gratitude and thank her for that, explained the 32-year-old. The authorities were more bothered by the behavior of his friends, who whooped up the deep crowds threatening the security barrier and pushing forward with the locals cheering, La, 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 Julien Bernard, la, 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 Julien Bernard. For the record, he came 61st on the day, 3 minutes, 11 seconds down on winner Renko Evenepoel.
I'm sorry, what was that last part?
Renko Evenepoel.
God bless you.
Thank you. Don't stop to kiss your wife, I guess, in France.
What was the overall fine amount?
200 Swiss francs.
Do you know what that equates to?
I can effort that while you comment on said story.
I would assume it's worth more than $200, right? I believe. But, I don't know. I think that's a fair trade-off. I think that's good. Oh, see? Okay, so, yeah, it's a franc is worth 1.13 U.S. dollars. So it ends up being, what, closer to like 200 and...
Yeah, 13%. What was that? They're 13% more valuable, their dollar is.
Sweet. Sweet.
226. 226.
I can't do that math, but I think that's worth it. I think it's good. And you know what? Fuck it. I would kiss my wife. What a out of context statement. I would kiss my wife.
I kiss my wife. You kiss your wife on that bike? You betcha.
Oh my God. You know what? I would also throw a middle finger involved too, just to be like, fuck it, I'm doing it, damn it. Okay, another man in Texas legally changed his name to apply for a particularly difficult to get job, President of the United States. 35-year-old military veteran and middle school math teacher, formerly known as Dustin Ebby, says he is running for president to protect the current major party candidates, Joe Biden and Donald Trump, and show his distaste for a system that his website states, quote, often prioritizes partisan battles over real solutions.
Seduction.
Good God. Yes. He is running as a write-in campaign in Texas, and he did to change his name. Do you know what he changed his name to?
Joe Donald Biden Trump.
No. Literally anybody else.
All three of those words, or just literally those two words?
Literally anybody else.
All three words.
Yes.
All three words. Okay. Good for him.
Yes. Yes, he ran this writing campaign. He did not get the required 113,000 signatures to make it onto the ballot, but is expected to appear by name on the Tennessee ballot as well, where he has said he did get the required amount of signatures. It's not necessarily about drawing attention to my grievances, Else told KTRK-TV, but... it's about giving a place for anyone who shares these grievances to come together to a focal point. Neil David Sutz as a New York man currently living in Switzerland. He's going to be his running mate. A man in Switzerland is going to be his running mate. Yep. Yep.
What's that? But producer's telling me in my headphones we have Red Foreman on the line.
Dumbass.
Oh my God.
If it just says else,
I don't know. Maybe it works.
It just reminds me of the phrase that, like, only if they'd use their powers for good. You know, like, what a waste of time.
I guess it's for some. Good. I don't know. I'm trying to help the man here, and it's not working.
You want to go to a political story across the pond while we're on politics?
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, how about Britain?
Yeah, might as well.
Britain's true ruler, Larry the Downing Street Cat. There has been one figure of stability in the last 14 years of the political turmoil in the UK, Larry the Downing Street Cat. Now, this story is about a month old. Now, with the general election fast approaching early July, the aging tabby could be in line for his sixth prime minister. He has already had five conservative prime ministers serve under him, but if polls are correct, he will soon get his first from the Labour Party. Incumbent Rishi Sunak's departure would see him take his fox red Labrador retriever, Nova, as well. Not that Larry would mind. According to Sunak's wife, Akshata, the pair have had some heated exchanges, but Larry has always prevailed. Labour leader Keir Starmer recently told the BBC that his family has a cat, Jojo, that his children spoil more than him. They also have a hamster Bear, he told the Metro newspaper, but it remains to be seen if either would move with him if he wins. Larry has been fiercely protective of his territory, frequently fighting to be top cat with his counterpart at the Foreign Ministry, Palmerston. His rival eventually retired to the countryside. Urban foxes and unsuspecting pigeons have also been chased away, although one feathered interloper narrowly avoided his clutches as media looked on. Longevity. Larry has made his first appearance in Downing Street on February 15, 2011, after being adopted from the Battersea Shelter in South London. He was recruited under then-Prime Minister David Cameron to get rid of mice and even given an official title, Chief Mouser. But his performance in that department left much to be desired despite a few early successes. Cameron himself tried to quash rumors that he and Larry did not get along, while reporters on the public, on the political beat have said he is friendly with journalists. He's interested, the appropriately named BBC political correspondent Helen Katz said in a recent item on Larry. He tends to come up and have a look when you're there with the camera crew. He likes to see what the press are up to. When you're in Downing Street and you're doing lives, you're always very aware that if he pops out behind you, a lot of people really aren't going to be listening to what you're saying anymore, she said. For the general election, Larry has set out his campaign manifesto as official at number 10 Cat social media account. Quote, I don't get to vote in the general election, but I do have to live with whoever you elect. No pressure, one post read after Sunak announced the election on May 22nd. They all work out sooner or later that it's me that runs the place, said Larry.
We need to get that cat to the number one account on Twitter.
At number 10 cat.
Oh. I definitely misheard that part.
I want to see if I can, if he's on Twitter. Let's see. At number, there he is, Larry the Cat, at number 10 cat.
Yes. Oh, yes. I love it. Make him a god. All right. I have one more for you. In Thessaly, Greece, there have been wildfires, heat waves, and flooding, and has destroyed key grazing areas for flocks of sheep around the city. Now, a newspaper last year was told by a local that he had started to see some strange behaviors from the flocks of his sheep. He said that they were jumping higher than goats and were moving feverishly around the area. Well, it turns out after doing some evidence that the flock of sheep had eaten more than 100 kilograms of medical cannabis from a local greenhouse, which produces the material. Yes, the owner told the local newspaper .gr last year that his crop had already been badly damaged by the extreme weather. And once inside, the sheep simply finished off what was left over. So he did say he didn't know if it was if it's for crying or laughing. We had that heat wave and we lost a ton of production. So, these sheep were living the high life, if you would.
It kind of like reminds me of the Simpsons tobacco episode where all the animals went crazy after they couldn't get their tomato tobacco plants after they ran out. Is that what they would act all strange? But yeah, I mean, I guess that they have the enzyme built in to digest cannabis so that it affects their bloodstream, you know?
Well, and this isn't the first time that this sort of situation has happened. In 2022, almost 200 kilograms of weed vanished from a police station in India because of rats. The rats ate it all.
Rats. Yeah, sure. Yeah. This is a fucking police officer just getting high every night for free.
Yeah. Apparently the officers were asked to produce the 200 grams, kilograms of drugs for a court case, but had nothing to show for it.
We think you stole it.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
All right. Well, this is going to take us to our little segment for the episode. And I have a slightly different segment for you here, Tunny. I have two different articles. One of them is real, and one of them is an article from The Onion.
Okay? I love it.
I want you to tell me if you can suss out which one is the real story just from the headline. Okay.
Okay.
Here's my first one for you. Study finds increased cognitive function linked to being released from headlocks.
Okay.
Or Conor McGregor signs Bone Thugs and Harmony to his Greenback record label.
Oh, fuck you. I don't know. I'll say Conor McGregor's real.
You are correct.
Yeah!
Conor McGregor has apparently signed Bone Thugs and Harmony to his new record label, Greenbacks. Yes, so that is apparently what is going on. There is limited information to be found about this, as Conor McGregor just ended up going on X. Said Greenback Records is here. We are forming a stable of artists that will avail of the best deals in the music industry, period. Quote, I don't fuck about with business, and this business will be no different. Welcome, Greenback Records. And I welcome the greatest rap group of all time to Greenbacks, Bone Thugs and Harmony. And apparently they have a first release on Live, or they had one. What is it? Is today the 20th or is that yesterday? So apparently they had one yesterday to do it. So, yeah, that is a real story. Conor McGregor has a record label.
I want Carpool Karaoke with Conor McGregor. Bum, 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 bum. You got to imagine in the accent, too. Tell me what you gonna do.
Tell me what you're gonna do.
Yeah, tell me now.
He turned into a Cajun woman.
Yeah, whatever. Tell me now, fella.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. In order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
I was saying if you had any more stories.
I got more stories. I thought you were going to maybe tell us more about the Onion article. No, we're not.
Oh, do you want me to read that one? I didn't know if you did.
No, we don't have to. I just kind of felt like it was interesting.
Sure.
It was interesting, though, because that could have had some reality to it, because I would imagine there's some kind of brain function that happens when you're released from a pressure hold.
Yeah, it made sense to me. But here, let me read it for you. In a new study published Wednesday that offers fresh insight into the relationship between brain activity and classic restraining maneuvers, scientists at Cornell University's Department of Neurobiology and Behavior found increased cognitive function is linked to being released from a headlock. Quote, subjects fared significantly better across a wide battery of cognitive measures once they no longer had the full weight of a stronger person's bicep choking off their air supply.
Yeah, that helps. That quip helps the story become more Onion-esque. I think my favorite Onion story, well, there's two of them. One was when Jesus joined the NBA and went off for 50 points when Kevin Willis used the Lord's name in vain. That was hilarious. And then my other favorite one is there's small articles on the inside and they're next to each other on the same page. And one shows a picture of a lady and the headline reads, "My computer hates me." And then right next to it, it shows the picture of a computer and the headline reads, "I hate that bitch."
There's so many good onions.
Oh, yeah.
Onion articles out there. And maybe I'll have to bring it back because I did. That sort of dawned on me on the way up here, and I thought that would be a fun little segment.
I thoroughly enjoyed the segment, very much so. So that segment was a winner with me.
I'll have to tell you, though, it did take me a while to find an Onion article title that could be understood as a believable story.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't do completely a lone man really thought blowing out birthday candles in dark apartment would have cheered him up.
Yeah, some of them are pretty obvious, but all of them are very funny. Yeah, check out the Onion. Why don't we take our commercial break here? When we come back, I think we got at least a couple more headlines for you.
For it's sure.
Dave Wirtz and PC Tunney right here on The Oddity.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back to The Oddity. We still have a couple more stories left to give, and we shall give them to you. First up, Denver Airport has released their most unusual lost and found items list. Colorado's Denver International Airport revealed the most unusual items to pass through its lost and found, including elk meat and a circular saw. The airport, which averages more than, 2 million travelers? They just totally forgot to put a comma, so it says 2,000. Travelers each day receives about 150 to 200 lost and found items daily, officials said. Many items that arrive in the lost and found window come as no surprise, obviously, but the top five are bags, IDs, glasses, electronics, and jewelry. Other items, though, are a bit more unusual, and the lost and found is currently holding on to a circular saw and a forklift battery. She said some of the department's past finds include elk meat, urns, and even forgotten dogs. Lost and found items are held by the airport for 30 days, and we're always trying our best to return these items back to the owner. A survey of European hotels released earlier this year found some of the most unusual lost and found items left behind in guest rooms included a full clown costume, a glass eye, dentures, and multiple prosthetic limbs.
They didn't forget their dog, by the way.
Yeah.
They were done with
the pasture.
Yes, they were done having a dog is what happened there. I would like to know what kind of human you could build with all these prosthetic limbs. You have an eye as well, so he probably could almost person.
So with the eye, I know that people that have prosthetic eyes usually have like two or three because they're so easy to lose. Sure. But I want to know with the prosthetic limbs, how do you forget your leg or your arm? You know, I think that to me seems like something that would be pretty easy to notice, like as you reach for the door handle or something like that. You go, oh, wait, my bad.
I am someone, though, that has looked for their glasses while they've been on my face. So, you know, that's sober as well. I got a quick hitter for you. Soda cans are exploding on Southwest flights due to sky-high temperatures.
Ooh.
The extreme heat searing the U.S. this summer is having unexpected consequences thousands of feet in the air. It's causing some beverage cans on Southwest Airlines to burst when opened. Summer temperatures across the U.S. are so high that they've created problems at cruising altitude, causing some overheated beverages to burst midair on a number of Southwest airline flights. Many of the airports where Southwest has a large presence, such as Phoenix, L.A., Austin, Dallas, Houston, and Sacramento, are located in cities that have already broken temperature records this year as a result of heat waves fueled by climate change, or just a rotating weather pattern that we don't know of. That's existed for thousands of years. I'm not saying which side I'm on. I'm just reporting and being fair. Back to the story. Southwest confirmed to NPR that heat has warped some cans and caused others to burst up upon opening, an issue it's been communicating with employees about since the spring. But if stressed, there haven't been any report incidents involving customers. We are aware of the issue and have been taking steps to keep onboard beverages cooler, especially in our airports experiencing extreme temperatures, spokesperson Chris Perry said in a statement. Some 20 flight attendants have been injured by exploding cans this summer, including one who required stitches, according to CBS News. The union that represents Southwest flight attendants has not responded to NPR's request for comment. So I guess one more thing to watch out while flying. I guess no passengers have been hurt, but some of the crew have been. But yeah,
brings a new definition to soda pop.
Yeah, I think I'll have a Coke and not a squirt.
Oh good God! Well, a man has been caught trying to smuggle more than 100 live snakes through an airport into mainland China. The passenger, who hasn't been named by authorities, wasn't happy to see airport security when they stopped him trying to leave Hong Kong and enter the border city of Shenzhen on Tuesday. The thing is that the man was trying to walk through the nothing to declare gate when he was stopped. And Chinese customs says they found several hundred hidden pockets. And the man had tried to smuggle more than 104 snakes in his pants. The snakes were a variety of species, including milk snakes, corn snakes, and many of them were non-native. Tony, I don't see anything saying if there were any trouser snakes, though.
I don't want to even be in the same room as a snake, let alone have hundreds of them in my pants.
From the looks of it, they're all tiny. They're very, like, garden snake varieties.
Don't care. But, don't care at all. Don't care one fucking bit. There's only room for one snake in my pants.
This also, again, is just a slew of things. China has a very strict customs, and also it's not the first time that these people have tried to smuggle animals in their pants, apparently. Another man tried to smuggle 14 snakes through customs in last August. Another person had two otters and a prairie dog down their pants. And earlier this year, a woman tried to transport more than 400 beetles in her suitcase. How do you fit two otters and a prairie dog in your pants?
There's big money in those things. There's big money in this. Like, people smuggle birds and fucking anything they can.
I get that, but in your pants?
I mean, you've seen some of those cargo pants from the 90s.
Do they not move enough?
Is it like Hammer pants? Is it MC Hammer pants?
I mean, those things have to be gigantic for two otters and a prairie dog to be okay. I mean, and not like...
If they're babies, but if they're babies, they're just probably sleeping.
I guess. Sure. Yeah. I don't know. That's crazy to me.
I'd pass on that one, too. I got one more story for you, Dave. Reddit drama about Disney trip by grandma and kids goes viral as she refuses to apologize to family. Woman said her daughter-in-law began crying when she learned her children went to a Disney park without her. A grandmother who took her grandchildren to Walt Disney World for their first visit when she was unexpectedly forced to babysit the kids for multiple days did nothing wrong and was right not to apologize to her daughter-in-law, said social media users, as well as a family therapist. Reddit user SimpleBand9096 revealed the situation on the I Am the A-Hole subreddit in a post on Thursday. This is from March. Asking, am I the a-hole for taking my grandchildren to Disney for the first time without their mother and refusing to apologize when confronted? Fox News Digital also interacted with the poster via Reddit's messaging feature to learn more about the story. The woman lives not far from Disney World. In the post, the woman said her son asked her to make a Reddit account and share the story because he claims my normal meter is skewed and the internet is going to tell me she's wrong, she wrote. She said, I recently babysat my grandchildren, 5 and 4, for a period of 4 nights and 5 days so my son and his wife could attend a wedding in Mexico and spend a few days on vacation. Initially, the woman said she did not want to babysit her grandchildren for that long of time a period and told her son and daughter-in-law that she was not comfortable doing so. It seemed like a long time to watch the kids, and she has point-blank told me that the woman's family is more important than the man's, so I was irritated. I was being asked to babysit the kids, yet the daughter-in-law's mother was not asked to do, the woman wrote. But SimpleBand1996 changed her mind and agreed to babysit the kids after her son became very emotional, she shared. Even so, she felt that they were being manipulative. Flash ahead to the babysitting time period, while the kids were with her, she said, was invited to a birthday party at Epcot, one of the 4 main theme parks at Walt Disney World, and wanted to go. It didn't even occur to me to run by my son or daughter-in-law, as I had the kids for an extended period of time, and obviously they knew they would be going where I went. In the past, the daughter-in-law said she planned on taking the kids on a multi-day trip to Walt Disney World, but never made me aware it was something super special to her. Added the woman, also, it was Epcot. It's not like I took them to Magical Kingdom and they had some magical moment of seeing their favorite character. It just goes on here, more bitching and moaning back and forth. But Dave, do you think this grandma is wrong, or do you think this sounds like these parents are, they're the entitled ones, in my opinion?
You know what? If it was, like, watch them for a day or two, I might be more inclined to stick up for the parents, right? But let's just be honest. It's
six days, five nights.
That's
like a week.
So literally a week. I'm sorry. Grandma's okay to take them to Epcot, the most retirement home area of Disney World.
Exactly, you know, how apropos you explain it in said way, because she was going to her friend's birthday party.
Yeah. That's, I think it's fine. I think she's fine.
I tell those other parents, just be happy you got them to babysit the kids so you didn't have to take them with you to Mexico.
It's ungrateful. A chore sometimes to ungrateful. Get my mom to watch my child.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Dave, we got time for one final more, right? Story. Sorry.
Yeah, our final story comes again from the Asia territory. This time in Japan. 14 high school students have been hospitalized after eating a box of ultra spicy chips. A first year student at Rokugakoka High School in Tokyo brought the R18 curry chips to school on Tuesday and shared them among 33 members of his class. But the chips soon proved to be too much for many of his classmates, and almost immediately the students began to complain of stomach aches, burning mouth, and nausea. The police were soon called after 13 girls and one boy began to feel seriously unwell, and one student was even taken away in a wheelchair. However, the boy who brought them told police he had previously enjoyed the snack without any side effects, and others who tried the crisps reported only mild symptoms. The snack comes with a warning advising those under the age of 18, people with high blood pressure and a weak stomach to not consume the product. It further advises consumers to not consume the entire snack by themselves, since it could cause diarrhea, and not to handle the crisps if they have cuts on their hands. Isoyama Corp, which makes the chips along with a range of other extra spicy foods, said it sincerely wishes for the swift recovery of those who have reported feeling unwell. A company based out of Northeast Tokyo also produces a range of other R18 snacks and warns that even experienced spice lovers should proceed with caution while eating this product.
It sounds like a one-chip challenge kind of chip, you know, and that stuff yes. affects people differently. Some people will eat it and they can totally not make it seem like they're in a ton of pain, right? And then there's other people who will sit and convulse on the sidewalk for an hour and a half because the body wants it out of their system. Yeah, I don't know. As someone who likes spicy food, I always, for me, the problem is always not the eating, the expulsion of said food in the next day.
For me, I've had my fair share of Carolina Reapers. In fact, I did a wrestling match using one a couple of years ago. That was stupid. For me, I just get like the worst stomach pain. Like the expulsion isn't an issue. I mean, it's hot as balls. Don't get me wrong.
Yes, that's my problem. Like I'm usually like I can take the heat. The mouth, the head heat, that whole experience of eating it, right? I've done some pretty hot stuff. I mean, I'm not in love with it. I'm not seeking it, but I'll try it once in a while. But yeah, when your asshole's on fire, there is nothing fucking worse.
Well, and like this is like kind of a serious thing because last year there was actually someone that died, a teenager died doing the one chip challenge. A 10th grader died of cardiopulmonary arrest after taking part of this. Well, I will say, though, that the R18 chip has been pulled from the shelves as of this recording. So, like, good God.
DP and I, he's having a party for a family member this next weekend. And what we're doing is he got the hot ones. Season 24 lineup, so we're gonna do hot ones next weekend. So you should stop over if you're around next Saturday
and just die.
he could start you off with the bomb.
That everyone's favorite.
That was horrible.
Well, for PC Tunney, I am Dave Wirtz. We again are here to bring all of this light and levity to your average news week. So, for the oddity, keep your news weird, folks.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy and Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Save big money at Menards. Never get locked out from lost keys again. Menards carries a huge selection of electronic lock sets. Get a TrueBolt touchscreen deadbolt that features one-touch locking and 50 programmable user codes. Available in matte black or satin nickel finishes on sale now through September 8th at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save